Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your EFSA cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Saliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your EFSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. EFSA.
Good morning. The headlines. ZANEC calls for review of free education policy amid declining literacy rates. Pediatric Association of Zambia hopeful new malaria treatment for children will reduce child mortality rate. And in global news, deadly new Russian drone attack reported on Kyiv. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Zambia National Education Coalition, ZANEC, has called for a thorough review of the country's free education policy in light of the 2022 Census Analytical Report, which reveals persistently low literacy rates. According to the latest data for the 2022 Census of Population and Housing National Analytical Report, Zambia's literacy rate has dropped to 62.6% from 70.2% recorded in 2010. The report also highlights significant disparities in literacy rates between urban and rural areas, with 78.2% of urban residents being literate compared to only 49.8% of rural residents. Reacting to this, ZANEC Executive Director George Hamusunga says the decline in reading and writing proficiency among current learners is worrying and undermines the need to have quality and inclusive education. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Hamusunga warns that without targeted interventions, free access to education will not translate into meaningful learning outcomes.
The trend now is that if you meet an old person who did education a long time ago, they are more likely to be literate than the young ones that are currently in school. Meaning that we are actually losing in the sense that the young one now can learn from grade 1 to grade 5 without knowing how to read and write. And this was made actually, you know, way by the introduction of the use of a local language as a medium of instruction. In the coming of free education, we have a huge task to ensure that we have interventions that are going to help us promote literacy.
The Pediatric Association of Zambia has welcomed the introduction of a new malaria treatment specifically designed for children, saying it will help address the high mortality rates among children under 5 years old due to malaria. The new treatment, approved for use in African countries, is tailored for children below 4.5 kilograms and is expected to improve treatment outcomes. Association President Donald Mumba says the new treatment is an added tool in the fight against malaria and must be used in conjunction with other preventative measures such as the use of mosquito nets and early diagnosis and treatment. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mumba has also highlighted the importance of adhering to the vaccination schedule, which consists of 4 doses given at specific intervals. He believes that the introduction of this new treatment will help reduce the number of children who contract malaria and prevent severe cases of the disease, ultimately saving lives and reducing the financial burden on the country.
You look at in this, we'll save quite a lot of money as a country because we will not have to treat these children at a very high cost if they had, like the way we've been doing in the past, to try and prevent the severest form. I must emphasize one thing before we even go on issues around the cost. The malaria vaccine is an added tool or an added treatment or preventative measure. So this must be done with the other measures that we've been doing all along.
And the Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia is also optimistic that the new malaria treatment will significantly reduce child mortality rates in Zambia. In an interview with Phoenix News, Association President Kigan Mwape said the new treatment will ensure that children receive the right drug, thereby reducing the risk of overdose and improving their chances of recovery.
You look at statistics, just in the Zambian context, you find that malaria is number one in terms of the disease burden for the country. Even when we look at the deaths that occur, again, malaria is topping. Innovations such as what has been reported by BBC is a welcome move that as a society we have welcomed and looking forward to the full implementation of this good discovery that has taken place, because it is going to ensure that our young ones have got the right drug that is supposed to, of course, cure and treat the malaria.
Small and Medium Enterprise Development Minister Elias Muvanga has announced that government has a plan to help small businesses navigate the current load shedding crisis. Mr. Muvanga says through the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, his ministry will provide targeted support to eligible enterprises, including funding for generators, solar power systems, and related equipment. He has told Phoenix News in an interview that the initiative, launched over a year ago, has already delivered energy solutions to a cohort of small and medium enterprises, SMEs, most affected by power interruptions. Mr. Muvanga is optimistic that the phased approach will prevent SMEs from collapsing by prioritizing enterprises at higher risk due to power deficits. He believes that this support will help small businesses stay afloat and continue to contribute to the economy amid the energy challenges.
The plan has been there, and I think we started, let's say, 1.5 years ago to try and support our SMEs who may be facing this, you know, power deficit. We rolled out a product with Citizen Economic Empowerment Commission to support our SMEs with power equipment. But you must also understand that there are so many SMEs, and we may not empower the SMEs at the same time. Some of our SMEs who are through Citizen Economic Empowerment Commission, we are empowered with some energy equipment for them to continue running their businesses.
The Sustainable Natural Resource Empowerment Initiative, SANRE, is urging government to prioritize long-term solutions rather than reactive measures in handling of the gold rush crisis in Mufumbwe District, which recently resulted in the loss of lives during violent clashes between informal miners and law enforcement personnel. SANRE National Coordinator Eugene Mulenga says the situation requires a sober reflection and for government to take full responsibility for failing to create adequate employment opportunities, which is pushing citizens into risky informal mining. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mulenga has wondered why government has allowed the issue to escalate before responding with force, saying sending the military and police to brutalize and kill citizens is unacceptable. He has proposed that government establish gold processing plants and act as official off-takers to help regulate the sector and provide sustainable livelihoods for local communities.
Firstly, we look at where this problem is coming from. Number one, where was government when this problem was small? Because now we are talking like this, it's a big issue, and where we are losing lives. And I think it's important that we look at this matter maturely with the attention that, you know, is required. So firstly, what, you know, do we need to do as a nation and as government? I think it's very wrong to send the military, the police, to go and harass people, to go and brutally beat and kill our people. That is very wrong.
Meanwhile, governance and human rights advocate Wesley Mianda has also condemned the state's heavy-handed response, calling it unjust. Mr. Mianda is proposing that government reduces mining license fees, eliminates bureaucratic hurdles, and develop a legal framework that compels foreign investors to partner with local miners.
How does government declare war on the illegal miners who are Zambians? Mm-hmm. How does government declare war on its own citizens who are trying to earn a living out of all these mineral resources?
In global news, Ukraine's capital Kyiv is again under a massive overnight Russian drone attack, local officials say, with at least 2 people reported killed and 13 injured, and fires burning across the city. Authorities in Kyiv say drone wreckage hit the roof of a residential